All right, let's bow our heads and pray and dive right in this morning. Jesus, we thank you for your love and your grace in our lives. We thank you for who you are and what you do. God, thank you for special moments. Thank you for new life. Thank you for new seasons. God, I thank you that there are some folks here who are looking forward to new seasons in their lives. And I pray that you, by your Holy Spirit, would minister to each and every one of us. That you would show us the path, show us the way, Lord. And we'll give you praise and glory for it, Lord. Today, God, would you open up the doors of heaven and speak to us from your word. Revelation to our minds, God. Give us, reprioritize our hearts and our lives, God. I ask that you would stand in this, my body. That you would think with my mind and speak with my tongue. Say to us in this house those things that you would have us know. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be back and so thankful and excited about what the Lord is going to be doing in these couple of weeks. As has been announced already, Easter is coming. And Easter is always a great opportunity to connect with people who might otherwise not go to church. And so as we pray and seek God for what he's going to do, and today we're going to talk about just walk across the room, simple steps pointing people to faith. Simple steps pointing people to faith, and it's what we want to talk about today. I think it's interesting that God calls us as followers of Jesus to take steps, to take risks, to go the extra mile sometimes and do things that we may be uncomfortable doing. And sometimes, you know, I personally make a big deal sometimes about taking small steps to reach out to someone when God says, just do it. It's not a huge deal. It's never as big as you think. My dad had a friend, a close friend, who was a singer, famous singer, and he had a little dog that he loved. And that little dog got sick, and this was years ago, and the little pet, and so my dad's friend, his name was Manuel Roman, he was praying, he was a believer, he was crying out to God for his little puppy, because the puppy was sick. And as he was praying, God spoke to Manuel, and God said to him, Manuel, would you be willing to do anything so that your little puppy would get well? And again, how many of you have pets in the house? Anybody got pets? Okay, we're non-pet. Okay, a couple of people. Thank you, Dolores. You're brave. I am not a pet person. Praise God. I have allergies and stuff like that. But I appreciate my brother has had pets in the past, and the pets become part of the family. Did you know that? I mean, they really do. They become like another child. And so Manuel is praying for his little pet because it's sick. And God asks him, would you be willing to do anything for that pet? Manuel says, of course, God. I would do anything. God, would you? Would you be willing, if I gave you the privilege, would you be willing to, if the only way that you could help him would be for you to become a dog yourself, would you do that? And Manuel said, God, what? If the only way that you could help the dog was to become a dog yourself, would you do that? And Manuel said, well, God, no, I don't want to become the dog. I like being a human and the privileges. And so you wouldn't be willing to take care of the dog. I want to tell you here's how much I love people. Do you think that what's bigger, the gap between humans and dogs, is that gap bigger or the gap between the creator God and created beings, including human beings? What's a greater gap? And my brother was praying and saying, well, God, of course, the gap between you and creation is a bigger gap than just me and this dog. And God spoke to him and said, and I was willing to become one of you, to save you from the sickness and disease of sin. I was willing to go across heaven into the earth so that I could save you. You've heard this song before. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Hallelujah. You see, that process was God walking across space-time continuum, as Amy told me. He's like, yeah, he crossed that barrier into the world and then ultimately to the cross, the grave, and back to heaven. So I was thinking about this idea of how special it is when someone that is powerful and amazing crosses the lines and reaches out to us. And I saw this video, and if you can get that set up. And some of you know that there's a famous movie that is making lots of money called Black Panther. And I have not had the privilege of watching it yet. And I mentioned this to the early service. If someone wants to come to our house for 2 or 3 hours and take care of the baby while we go watch the movie, that would be awesome. But until then, we probably won't be able to watch it for a little bit. But it's making all kinds of money. And the main actor in it is famous now. Everybody knows who he is. And so this is a clip of people who didn't know that the main actor was close by. And here you go. Watch this.
Take a step on this work. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and tell Chadwick what he and the movie mean to you.
Darren here. Just want to say thank you so much for making Black Panther. I can't express how much it means to me and in the community and my family. Thank you from the very bottom of my heart for all that you've done, for really being a hero that we really need in a time like this. Thank you so much.
Darren, I think there's something wrong with your microphone.
Oh!
I cannot tell you how much it means to have you step into the role as our king and be holding it with such grace and poise and joy.
That was so great. I think we should get a closer to that. Let's get a closer to that right here.
Okay, thank you. That's good. Thank you, right? And there's a couple other clips for you. Just one. You get the idea, right? Would that be cool? Like, you know, somebody that's famous like that, all of a sudden, boom, they show up. I still remember when I went to visit Amy in Hollywood. She worked at Fox Studios, and she was taking me around Fox Studios. And I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool. And we went to see one of her old bosses, and the old boss told us, hey, there's a gentleman named Mel Brooks, who's a famous comedian who made lots of movies in the past, and I'm very familiar with who he is. He's going to come meet me. You guys can hang out kind of in the office while he comes, where you can meet him. And because Amy is so professional, she's like, oh, no, that won't be necessary. And of course, I'm thinking, no, let's stay. I want to meet him, you know, because he is a celebrity. And so she's like, no, that's okay. And so what we did instead was, okay, we'll walk out, but we'll walk out very slowly. Right? Because the gentleman was going to be coming in a few minutes, and he has said, he's going to be here. He's always on time, which I always thought that. I thought that was really cool that this famous actor is known by being on time, always exact on the dot. So we were walking very slowly through the halls, just pretending like, oh, look at this beautiful architecture. It's like, where is he? We want to see him, you know? And so we can hear him coming because the security guards are like, okay, everything's good. He comes in and he's got a very distinct voice. And I remember that he started walking down the hall, and we just kind of timed it, so like, okay, now we're walking down the hall, as if we're just walking down the hall, right? And here's Mel Brooks walking toward us, and I was like, oh, there he is. And so you try not to be like, I'm trying not to be like, you know, I'm trying not to be that guy. I'm just, you know, that's really cool. And so he walked by, and I think what he basically did was this. So I'm going to choose kind of the poll. If the poll is me, here's what he did. He just walked. And so I called all my family and friends and said, Mel Brooks looked at me. We connected. We bonded. He just glanced at me, right? I mean, because there's something about, you know, people that are famous, people that we know. And here in this particular clip, man, the guy from Black Panther, he's right here. And I love the picture that he's behind the scenes, right? He's behind the screen. Nobody knows that he's there. And the people are just talking to this poster, just doing this video. And how many times do people talk to God like that? You know, they read the scripture, they think of God as someone who is out there somewhere, right? He is the creator. He's probably seated on the throne somewhere far away from here. And we try to get messages out to him. But it, just like in this clip, this guy walked out, right? And the person was like, wow, you're here. And he walked across the room and embraced the people. What we're talking about today is taking walks across the room that will be life transforming. Amen? We're talking about taking walks across the room that will transform the lives of the people. But before that, you and I can take a walk across the room to someone else, we have to remember that the living God, the creator of the universe, stepped out from behind the scenes of heaven and came down to this world and to this planet. We're talking about walking across the room, pointing people to faith. But we have to remember, and the line here says, and I'll read the scripture in a second that's above it, but right underneath the scripture it says, you can walk across the room for others, because Christ walked across heaven for you. Amen? He left heaven and came to this earth for you. The scripture says this. It's not just the gentleman from Black Panther coming to meet the commoners, but listen to this about Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen? The scripture is telling us he was God, but he chose to come down, became a human being, and he was obedient even to death. Wow. So what we're talking about today, we're going to talk about different aspects of walking across rooms and connecting with people. But it's important for you to understand that the genesis and the foundation of our walks across the room are simple. It's based on the foundation that God himself walked across for you. And because he did it for you, then you can do it for other people. Amen? Because he stretched out his arms, he died and bled for you, he came to this planet for us, we can do it for other people. Amen? So you and I can walk across the room for others because Christ walked across heaven for you and for me. So some things I want us to remember in the next few minutes that we have together, things I want us to remember about walking across the room for other people. And we're talking about sharing God's love. We're talking about connecting with other people. When's the last time that you were in a place and you weren't just thinking about your own needs and your own awareness, your own fears, but you were there and you were thinking about what other people were going through, and that you took steps towards meeting needs, to help them, to being a blessing to someone else. When's the last time that we did that? So today we're talking about walking across the room, remembering several things. The first one is this. Remember the power to walk across the room. The power to walk across the room. Everybody say power. Where does the power come from? You know, one of the things that I'm doing these past few days and weeks, Daniel is doing basketball, and one of the commitments I've made to him is we're going to try to get up early and try to go and do exercise so that he can be as ready as possible for his basketball season and every other area of life. And one of the things that we're doing is strength training. You know, I'm taking him aside, I'm doing some things. He's like, Daddy, why do I have to do this? He's like, you don't realize it now, but the more you do this, the more power that you have, the more strength that you have, so that when you actually play in the game, things will go better. And it was kind of funny yesterday because he played in his game, and we've been working a lot of arm strength and upper body and different things, and he took a three-point shot. Now, for kids his age, not all kids can easily take a three-point shot, but he grabbed the ball, and he shot it, and it went through, and Daddy went crazy. Actually, he doesn't let me go crazy because if I go crazy, then he's like, Daddy, please stop it. But he performed in the game because he was working on strength. He knew we had to realize that the power and the strength to take the shot and make it doesn't come while you're doing it. It comes from another source. It comes while you're exercising, while you're doing it. And here we have to recognize the power to share the life-transforming message of Jesus requires more than your smarts. Requires more than what a great personality you have. Now, that's all good and it's a blessing, but it requires more power. Everyone say power. And here's where the power comes from. Here's what Jesus told the disciples. But you will receive what?
Power.
Everyone say it again.
Power.
When the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You will be my witnesses in your family, in your community, in your city, and your world. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. There's an old Southern preacher who used to say, the scripture says you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes on you. Let me ask you a question. Is the Holy Ghost on you? Amen? Because if the Holy Spirit is on you and on me, then that gives us what?
Power.
The power to make life-transforming conversations with people that you work with, that you go to school with. your family members who are far from God, that power, it doesn't come from you. It comes from the Spirit of God. Amen? And that's why Jesus told the disciples, don't leave yet. You need special strength. You'll receive power when the Spirit of God comes on you. So the first one is power. The second one is the privilege of walking across the road. The privilege. What a privilege it is that God has chosen to use his people, his church, to do the work that he wants to do in the world. Amen? God wants to do all kinds of work involving things, issues of justice around the world, issues of poverty, issues of inequality. God wants to do work around the world in issues of salvation of mankind. It is the greatest issue. Amen? God wants to do work, and he wants to do it through you and through me. Billy Graham just died not too long ago, a few weeks ago. What an amazing legacy that man has, right? And most of us think, well, we can never do that. We can never preach to thousands and millions of people that he reached out to throughout. We can never do that. But sometimes we get so caught up in thinking about the millions that we forget that there's one person next to us who needs to be loved by us. One person that needs to be reached out and encouraged today. It's a privilege, even for that one person, for us to be able to walk across the room and share the light of Christ with them. Therefore, the scripture says, go and make disciples of all nations. All nations. The United States, Europe, Africa, Latin America, Asia, Australia, all nations. Amen? The islands throughout this globe. All nations. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It is a privilege to walk across the room and invite people to church. Invite them to a relationship with Jesus. Invite them to experience the love of Christ. I would have died without Jesus. That's my testimony. I don't know what yours is, but here's the reality. I would have gone crazy without the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord, amen, I would not be where I am today. If it had not been for the Lord, I would not be here sharing what's happening in my life with my new bride and new son if it had not been for God. That's my testimony. So when I share with people, I'm not saying, you should change your mind. It's not a philosophical argument. I'm sharing from the core of my heart that I believe, I know, that without a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus is the way. Amen? He is the truth. He is the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And if you have problems, you have issues, we're all going to have that. But Jesus wants to walk through the valley with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And when we drop dead, he takes us into his arms. That's the gospel message of Jesus. Amen? He died so that we could live. I make phone calls throughout the week to people who come to visit the church. And just this week, I was back, and so I was seeing a name of a person that I had never seen before. I had not met them. And I remember I asked Sister Ida, like, who is this person? Like, oh, I think they might be a friend of someone. So I reached out to him. Say, hey, this is Pastor Lewis from the church. You don't know me, because I was skipping church. But I see that you came to church a couple of times. I just want to thank you for coming, and I just want to let you know if there's anything I can pray with you about, so on and so forth. He said, man, well, I'm so glad you called, because I am moving tomorrow to, like, the other side of the country, to Las Vegas. I am moving. I'm doing this and that and the other. And I'm so glad that you called me today before I left. I was like, man, that's really cool. We had a really good conversation. I shared a little bit. I always tell people, God loves you. And I always tell people, here's my last message. Before you die, have peace with God and peace with people. And I share with him just a little bit, very quickly, but we connected and we prayed. And I said, do you know G-Lo? He said, yeah, G-Lo was the one who kind of brought me over to church. And it was really funny, because at some point, he's talking to me, and he's like, yeah, and G-Lo's right here. He's right next to me. And so I overheard over the phone, you know, him, this gentleman, saying, hey, G-Lo, this is Lewis on the phone. And G-Lo's like, Lewis who? Because he didn't quite connect. Like, what are you talking about? And I said, no, this is, and then, so G-Lo, I got G-Lo on the phone. Hey, G-Lo, what's up, man? Hey! And it was a really, really cool moment. And then he put the gentleman back. I said, God bless you. I'm so glad we were able to talk. And I just remind him, God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Very quickly, listen, all of that happened because one young man from our church simply chose to go over to a friend who he might have been nervous about talking to him about or anybody, but he went over and said, hey, won't you come to church with me? And because of that walk across the room that G-Lo made, we were able to have a conversation this week, have a spiritual conversation, and who knows what God will do in that young man's life. And we bless him, and I've been praying for him this week, God, that you would touch him with the gospel, that you would touch him with your love. But that would have never happened if a simple invitation had not been extended. So when you see G-Lo, tell him, good job, man. What if this church... what if we just say, you know, I'm going to reach out to one person. I'm going to pray for one person. And we'll leave the results up to God. Amen. You are not responsible for the results. You're responsible to obey. You obey, God takes care of the results. That's his job. We're faithful to God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be added unto you. Will be added unto you. We seek, God adds. We seek, God does the work. It's not your job to do the work. You simply obey and God does it. Amen? The power to walk across the room. The privilege of walking across the room. Thirdly, the passion to walk across the room. Where does the love come from? The passion. What is this whole deal about God trying to reach out to people? Here's what the scripture says. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. What about people who hate God? He doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And he uses you and he uses me to reach out to people who are far from God. God wants to reach the nation of Israel with the gospel. God wants to reach Palestine with the gospel. God wants to reach America with the gospel. God wants to reach Africa with the gospel. That none will perish, but that everyone will come to repentance. That doesn't mean that everyone accepts it, but God's posture, his desire, his motivation, his heart, his passion is that none would perish, but that everyone would come to repentance. He did not die on the cross for some. He bled and died so that none would perish and that all would come to repentance. Amen? For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. That's why he came. He came to seek and save the lost. Luke 19:10. For God so loved the world, you know this one, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. Listen, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. God didn't send Jesus to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The message of Christ is a message of salvation. Here's the good news. Tough times come in our lives, amen? Difficult times come in our lives. But there is a place that Jesus says he's prepared for us. That when it's all said and done, there is a place where we will be with God forever. Now, we want to experience God's blessings here. Sometimes there's joys, sometimes there's pain. We've been walking through with a family here at church. You just lost a dear loved one. We're so glad that you're here, and we're so glad that you're keeping the faith, because pain is real, amen? Difficult times are real. Jesus is wanting to draw people, lift people, encourage people, not to condemn them. The prayers for walking across the room. You know, prayer is how we talk to God. Prayer is where we get our connection with God going. What kind of prayers do we pray for walking across the room? First, pray for the people. Pray for the people. Thank you. Pray for the people. Pray that the Spirit of God will move in their lives. So pray for the people that God will bring in front of you. You may know who they are, you may not. This past week, I came into the church, and in our parking lot was a car that had backed in. It was very well clean, very kind of shiny, and it had a for sale sign on it. FYI, we have not gone into the used car sales business. So this was not our vehicle, okay? And so, you know, when I see people doing things like that, like they're selling their car in our parking lot, something inside of me starts stirring. And, you know, Pastor Lewis can get a little angry sometimes. Like, why are these people doing this? What is going on? Don't they know this is a church? You can't just sit your car here and try to sell it. But as soon as I started thinking that, the Lord started speaking to me and said, this is an opportunity. And I knew where I needed to go. And the place I needed to go is a place that I am not naturally comfortable in. That place is the barbershop in the corner. I walk in, and they're playing music. Right? The reggaeton, all this stuff, right? I don't know what that sound effect that I did was. I have no idea. Just go with it, okay? Just pretend like I have any clue as to what I'm talking about. Not comfortable. The guys there, not the kind of guys that I hang with on a daily basis. The music that's blaring is different, right? So I'm not comfortable. But I knew that I needed to go, and I went in. And actually, I grabbed one of our cards just in case I had the opportunity. There's been other times where I've had opportunities to come in, and I give a card to someone, inviting them to church or whatever. This time, all I could say was, and I was praying as I was going in, I said, okay, God, help me out here. I just said, and I had told the earlier service, here's how I feel when I walk into scenarios like that. I feel like, hey guys, how you doing? This is Pastor Lewis. I'm just right down the corner here. And somebody left a car there. Can you help me out? You know, just... That's what I feel like. Are you with me? Right? I feel like that. And so they were kind enough. They're like, oh, you know, all of them, everything stopped. As soon as I walked in, they know I'm the pastor now. They all looked at me. It's like, oh my gosh, like, what's going on? And the guy was very gracious. He's like, okay, that's my car. I'll come move it and all this stuff. And I just, I asked them about one of the guys who sometimes cuts my hair. Got his number. And he said, hey, God bless you guys. You know, hope you have a great day. Like, okay, cool. And I think the owner kind of like relaxed. Like, he didn't know what was going to happen. And it's kind of like relaxed. And I left, and I didn't really know. I'm like, did I do anything there? I mean, did I open up the scriptures and preach a gospel message to them? No, I just told them, hey, God bless you, and I just tried to be nice with them. But one of the things I'm learning, and I'm learning as in this just walk across the room process, one of the things I'm learning is that sometimes we sow seeds, and we don't know when the seed is going to take the good ground, amen? But our job is to sow the seed. God's job is to work the rest of it out. Our job is to sow the seed. So I pray that God, even that little seed, even though I found like this, that seed of just God bless you. Hey, this is a pastor and he was just nice to us. May that seed take root. And maybe in the coming weeks and months, maybe God will do something with it. Amen? And it's the same thing in your life. You're sowing seeds. I would encourage you this Tuesday at 6:30, though Just Walk Across the Room small group is still going on. If you say, you know, I'm passionate about this, but I don't know what to do. Or you say, you know, I wish I could learn how to share, how to do this Walk Across the Room stuff. We're getting together on Tuesdays at 6:30 here at the church. Come to the small group. We watch a DVD together. We talk about things. Sister Julia is leading that group. And I know they had a great time last week. It is not too late to start. Come this week, especially in these weeks leading up to Easter. Listen, what if Easter comes? I want you to think about this. If Easter comes a few weeks from now, and a person, just one person that you invited that's far from God is here at the church. What if? Just dream with me a little bit, okay? And what if God has mercy and we're able to share the gospel clearly with that person? And what if that person makes their way up and says, I want to start a relationship with Jesus Christ? And what if that person genuinely prays and starts coming to church and starts getting connected and their life starts being transformed? And it could simply all begin because you say, would you come to church with me this Sunday? Here's what I know. It will never happen for that person if you don't do that. If you do that, it may happen or it may not. You're sowing seeds. Our job is not to figure that out. That's God. We just sow the seeds. Amen? Let's be praying for people. Come to the small group. The power to walk across the room. The privilege of walking across the room. The passion to walk across the room. The prayers for walking across the room. Pray for the people pray. I pray for the barbershop guys. I pray for the people that God allows me to encounter throughout the day. Pray for your schoolmates, your students, your co-workers. Pray. Pray that the Spirit of God will move in their lives. It is God's work, not ours. And then finally, pray and trust God with the results. Pray and trust God with the results. Amen? Listen, this is a journey. What if God is going to use you to make a difference in somebody's life who's far from Christ? And again, well, what if they reject me? That's okay. If you say, hey, you know what? We're having a special service at Easter. And they say, no, that's okay. We're just sowing the seed. Eventually, as you sow the seeds, it will land on good ground. And the Bible says that when seed falls on good ground, it's multiplied 30, 60, and 100 times the fruit. We'll never know what the Lord's going to do. Amen? Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity that you give us today to draw closer to you. To thank you for walking across the universe for us. Help us to take walks across rooms and across places to be a blessing, to be a blessing to other people, to share, to invite, to love them. Thank you, God. I pray that there are people that are not in this room who will be on Easter Sunday and maybe even some Sundays following because of our obedience and our willingness to sow seeds. Would you give us the courage, God? We tell you right now, we're not courageous most of the time. We need your courage. We need your power, hallelujah, by your Holy Spirit, Jesus. I pray that you would fill all of us, anoint all of us, help us to have a heart for people, just like you have a heart for people, Lord. That's a beautiful song that was sung before, God. We have heard you calling in the night, that you're calling us to hold your people in our hearts, Lord. Help us not to just look away and pretend that we don't know. Help us to love the people. Help us to walk across realms for them, just like you were willing to walk for us. We love you, Lord, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.